Blackstone Audio presents A Sea of Troubles by P.G. Wodehouse. This book is read by David Ian Davies.
Mr. Meg's mind was made up. He was going to commit suicide. There had been moments in the interval which had elapsed between the first inception of the idea and his present state of fixed determination when he had wavered. In these moments he had debated with Hamlet, the question whether it was nobler in the mind to suffer or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. But all that was over now. He was resolved. Mr. Meg's point, the main plank, as it were, in his suicidal platform, was that with him it was beside the question whether or not it was nobler to suffer in the mind. The mind hardly entered into it at all. What he had to decide was whether it was worthwhile putting up any longer with the perfectly infernal pain in his stomach. For Mr. Meggs was a martyr to indigestion. As he was also devoted to the pleasures of the table, life had become for him one long battle, in which whatever happened, he always got the worst of it. He was sick of it. He looked back down the vista of the years, and found therein no hope for the future. One after the other, all the patent medicines in creation had failed him. Smith's supreme digestive pellets. He'd given them more than a fair trial. Blenkinsop's liquid life-giver. He'd drunk enough of that to float a ship. Perkins' premier pain preventer. Strongly recommended by the sword-swallowing lady at Barnum and Bailey. He had wallowed in it. And so on down the list. His interior organism...